Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lights, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. And it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why the kit has shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. It brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom. Welcome to another edition of K100 Talks. This week, Disco, take it over.
All right, so we're going to go over so Meltzer's year-end awards are coming out this week. And, you know, the wards are basically influenced by, you know, Dave, because it's his readers. And I guess to vote on this, he says all you need is an email, like, and then send in your results and stuff. But let's talk about.
Yeah, but I feel like it's because I've said this before. I feel like it's my duty to let you know that wrestlers also vote on this, too. It's not just like an all Mark vote, you know, people in the business mm-hmm. vote, too. Subscribers. Yeah.
OK. All right. Well, the people in the business that read Meltzer. OK, so
that's correct.
All right. So the rest of the year last year, and these are with the first place votes. OK. Rest of the year last year, Kenny Omega won with 629 first place votes, and Roman Reigns got number two with 90 votes. All the other ones literally are all performers in Japan or on AEW, every single guy in the top right. 10.
Yeah.
So Roman Reigns for rest of the year is the only guy last year that got any votes in the top 10 for the thing.
For WWE.
Right. So this year, I'm assuming – I don't know if Reigns is going to like this year. Who would you say be the rest of the year this year?
I would say Roman or Sammy.
I would say Roman for sure.
How could it be anybody but Roman? But we're not too – Conan maybe more so than you and I, but I don't know who's big in Japan right now. Maybe there's someone that's really the fucking star over there.
Well, let me explain something.
That we're not aware of.
When I think of a wrestler, okay, now I think these – like the people that are influenced by Dave's awards – are people that look at Dave's ratings for the matches. And I think Roman Reigns is proving he didn't wrestle that many matches, but he has all the tools that you want a wrestler to have. He cuts good promos. He looks great. You know, good in interviews. He good acting. You know, he's got all the tools, which is why. And I think, you know, the fact that the ratings are so good with him, I think Roman Reigns is a no brainer for this year. What about you, Joe? Who do you like?
Roman. It's gotta be Roman.
Okay, now they got this other category called the most outstanding wrestler. So I don't, it's kind of weird.
I don't know what that is, what's the difference, but who's next? So
basically, four guys, Shingo Takagi. I don't even know who that is. He got 366 first place votes, and Brian Danielson, Omega Ospreay, and some guy named Sayuri, and a guy named, and Ray Phoenix is in there, number six.
But yeah, Utami, Phoenix is six.
Utami Hayashishita. All Japanese guys, with the exception of a few American guys, no WWE guys were outstanding wrestlers last year. And I think that this year, I think the outstanding wrestler would be Sami Zayn. Would you agree with that?
I'm going to probably go with, even though he's not Japanese, but he wrestles in Japan, Will Ospreay.
Okay.
I'll go with Bryan Danielson.
All right. The tag team of the year. Last year, the Young Bucks first, Penta Phoenix second, FTR third, Zack Sabre and Taichi fourth, Sayuri and Gutierrez sixth, fifth. The Usos were just ahead of Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, and who was just ahead of Randy Orton and Riddle, and Mark and Jay Briscoe and Aussie Open. So two WWE tag teams, and the rest are all Japan and AEW. This year, who would you consider the tag team of the year?
I have in this order the number three team, the Briscoes, number two, FTR, number one, the Usos.
I would say Usos number one for sure because of all the tools that they brought to the table and their ability to do, bro, all these other tag teams, like the Usos blow them away in vignettes.
Right.
All of them, except for Orton and Riddle. They were good on stuff, but I definitely say Usos this year for sure.
Yeah.
I would say Usos as well.
Okay. Last year, the best on interviews. Okay. Listen to all these. This is pretty funny. MJF, Eddie Kingston, CM Punk, John Moxley, Dan Lambert, number six, Roman Reigns, number seven, Paul Heyman, Don Callis, Brian Danielson, and Miro. Basically, eight out of the 10 guys were in AEW, and only two people from WWE are best on interviews last year. Who would you say is best on interviews this year?
In no particular order, mm-hmm. Sammy, Roman, the Usos, Paulie, and if I had to pick somebody from AEW, MJF.
Okay. I would say MJF's probably been the best on interviews. I like Ricky Starks is good, but you know, but MJF and like the whole Bloodline guys are just great promos every week. So
yeah, I would say Heyman.
And I'm gonna throw in there Kevin Owens.
Oh, Kevin Owens. That's a good one. Yeah.
I thought he was great.
I thought Seth
year.
Rollins is good on promos too this year.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. Very good. Yeah.
The promotion of the year. This is pretty funny. Okay. All Elite Wrestling 1, Stardom 2, New Japan 3, Game Changer Wrestling 4, UFC 5. Number six, WWE. Number seven, Pro Wrestling Noah. Number eight, Impact Wrestling. Nine, DDT, and 10, Dragon Gate. It's obvious Dave's readers do not like WWE. I think that's pretty evident so far. Would you agree with that?
Right.
Who is the promotion you did this year by far?
WWE.
Not even close, right? It'd be a shock if they didn't win. Like, even his readers would have to admit that this past year, that WWE would have to win this year. But I think it's a no-brainer. So, the match. Okay, so this is great too. So the last year was the Bloodline angle was pretty good last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is the best weekly TV show, and this is last year's 2 years. Well, not this past year, the year before. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite and Rampage. One and two. New Japan Strong 3, SmackDown 4, Impact 5, NXT 6, Ring of Honor 7, We Are Stardom 8, AEW Dark 9th, and NXT UK 10th. Raw did not make it to the top 10 weekly wrestling TV shows from 2 years ago, but maybe it wasn't that good. But
I'm going to have to question no offense to anyone that wrestles on the show, but how could anyone pick AEW Dark as the best show of the year?
These are the readers of Dave Meltzer.
You know?
So that should be a perspective that needs to be taken into consideration. The Meltzer readers. Bro, you can read like Dave's influence over these guys. All of these rewards trend towards AEW wrestlers and like exclude WWE guys. And you're talking about one pro show is doing twice as many viewers as another show. So, but back then, 2 years ago, I guess they were a lot closer. But still, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be very interesting to see the awards this year because WWE kind of pulled away from in the ratings in the second half of the year. Would you agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Conan.
What up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it, there's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate; just depends on how I'm feeling that day. But I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. Sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All 3 of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conan.
Boom.
So next is match.
What do you pick for the weekly show of the year this year?
SmackDown.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I say SmackDown.
There really isn't even a close second. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yep.
Yeah. Match of the year. I don't know. I mean, Young Bucks versus Penta and Phoenix in a match. I didn't. Conan, you liked it. That was from Chicago. That cage match last year. I didn't like that match. I thought there was too many Corey. I didn't like a lot of the spots. Right, but that's just me. Conan likes Lucha. You would maybe agree, but what I'll tell you, the match that stuck out for me, I thought was a match here just because of the expectations were excessively exceeded.
Right.
Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns blew me away. That Logan Paul got into it, was in a main event on a WWE pay-per-view, just killed it with Roman Reigns. That's it may not have been 5 stars, whatever, but to me, that was the match of the year. What's yours?
Mine were in Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was the best match in Mexico that blew you away?
Probably it was two matches in a row, one right after the other.
Really?
It was Phoenix versus Hijo de Vikingo. Mm-hmm. That was incredible.
What and show was this on so people can reference?
Triple Mania.
Which one?
Last year's 30.
But the, when there are three different
ones. Well, you ran three different ones, right?
Oh, the last one in Mexico City.
Mexico City. All right. So everybody, and then what's the other
match? And then the main event, which was Pentagon versus Villano 3. Mass versus
so,
Mass.
Okay, so guys, so check those matches out. See if anything, and check out my go back and watch Roman versus Logan Paul if you didn't see it. What about you, Joe? What match stood out for you?
Well, it was more of a Austin and Owens is something that really stuck with me, you know. And then Cody's return against Seth Rollins. So both matches from WrestleMania last year, I pick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Well, Cody, let's go. These are some of the B awards, right? United States and Canada MVP. Last year, Kenny Omega won and Roman Reigns is number two. Then Danielson, Punk, Moxley, and Page. Who would you say the USA Canada MVP is? Roman, obviously. So that's weird.
Yeah,
it's a weird award. Yeah. But here's a question for you, Cody. This is one of the categories. And I'll give you the from last year. Okay. Does the Mexico MVP, and you know, not this past year, but the year before, these were the winners as voted on by the Observer people. Hijo del Vikingo, Psycho Clown.
This was last Race? Year?
Not this past year,
The year would be 2021.
Right. Hijo del Vikingo, Psycho Clown 2, Rey Fénix 3, Laredo Kid 4, Kenny Omega 5, Bandido 6, Pentagon Jr. 7, Ultimo Guerrero 8. Would you say that's a pretty accurate description of the top 8 guys for Mexican MVPs?
For 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. I didn't hear them all.
Hijo del Vikingo, Psycho Clown, Rey Fénix, Laredo Kid, Kenny Omega, Bandido, Pentagon, and Ultimo Guerrero.
Yeah.
So who is your MVP top three for Mexican MVPs from this past year? You were the booker, so I think this would be a pretty accurate description of who the Mexican MVP is from the guy that books one of the companies. Who would you say?
Probably the three P's, Psycho, Pagano, and Pentagon.
Okay, so Pagano is going to make the list this year then.
Yes.
Because he was not on this list. All right. Interesting. Psycho, Pagano, and Pentagon. No El Hijo del Vikingo, huh?
He's right underneath.
Right there.
I got a strong baby squad. I got a strong baby face squad.
Right. Feud of the year from 2 years ago was Kenny Omega versus Adam Page. This past year, and then MJF Jericho was on there. Utami Hayashishita versus Sayuri was on there.
Number two.
Punk and Kingston. Conor McGregor and Poirier they put on there. Roman and Brock, Ospreay and Takagi, and Nick Gage and Matt Cardona, Roman and Cena, and Galea and Tam Nakano. I guess those are girls. Like, I don't know. Who's your feud of the year this past year?
Bloodline.
Bloodline story. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. Bloodline should clean up in all these awards.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yeah. They're going to go in there and Godfather it. Just take everything.
All right. Last, let's go over this one here. Let's talk about the most improved from a couple years ago. Tay Conte, Dante Martin, Saya Kamitani, Jeff Cobb, Jungle Boy, Unagi Sayaka, Maki Ito, Britt Baker, Bianca Belair, Miro was most improved. That's interesting. They had one of the most improved wrestlers that did nothing in 2022 in Miro. So based on that, who would you consider some of the best, most improved from this past year?
I think one guy is that Dawkins, the partner of Montez Ford.
Uh-huh. Good call.
Brian Strowman, who used to go from unwatchable to watchable.
Okay.
Ricky Starks.
I got him in there.
I know. I think he was always good. He just needed a chance. So I don't think.
Yeah, but he's improved on the mic because he's got a chance to shine.
That's true.
Could you consider Logan Paul, even though
Logan Paul for sure. Yeah.
He was a rookie, but he improved through each match, you know?
Right. I got one out there I thought improved.
And the little sample size we had out of Pat McAfee.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give another guy that I thought improved. When he turned him heels, Luchasaurus.
Yeah.
Did you agree with that? Yeah.
Yep.
You know who else improved because his character came full circle and he did very well? Is Seth Rollins, I think, improved.
The other day? I saw a picture of Abaddon. Remember Abaddon?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But like in shape.
Mm. Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, this is also interesting. So this is the last one we'll talk about. Okay. Most overrated.
Right.
All
right.
Evil was number one. Okay. Overrated for some reason. Bro, guess who got number two for most overrated by Dave Meltzer readers in 2021?
Uh-huh.
Take a guess.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Randy Orton.
Roman Reigns. Oh, I mean, there's some other names on this list. So here, Omos. This is funny. Like, think about where these characters are now, right? Omos, The Miz, Muda, Charlotte Flair, Cody Rhodes, Jade Cargill, Jericho, and the Great O'Con. Those are the most overrated guys of 2021. And like four or five of these people are main eventing on these shows now, you know? So that's right. Pretty funny. Overrated this year, I think. I mean, I don't know why. There's a lot of AEW guys that are overrated because they're not doing numbers, you know? But I don't know.
I got to go Jade Cargill, but that's just me. Like, that's right. She's never not overrated. I'm just, for my, she's just never won me over. Right. You know?
That's not her fault.
Yeah.
If there's a girl that I'm going to start a promotion with for an AEW, she's number Jade, one. Huh?
Right. Yeah.
Who would it be with you, Joe? Sheeta? Nothing.
Well, bro, Tony Storm. Just remember how they started her off.
Right.
She came out as like, just some like green girl that had mic time, was cut promos. Right. She had incredible confidence right out of the gate.
Tell me a program, you know? She's been in. She's been there, what, 2 years or whatever? Yeah. Tell me a program she's been in.
Not many.
Nothing. She just goes through girls. That's it.
Okay, so next week on the Keeping 100 podcast, when these awards drop, we'll be discussing the winners. But for Keeping It 100 Talks, we've got a little discussion here on what we expect from Dave's Wrestling Awards that he gives every year. But we'll see.
I'm sure you guys have your opinions. So if you do, send them to the mailbag at k100questions@gmail.com and let us know what you think about our selections and if you want to speak on yours. Once again, thank you for supporting the show. Keeping It 100, Disco, Joe and K-Dog. Boom.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Support for today's episode comes from Vincero. If you aren't familiar with Vincero yet, they make exceptionally crafted and stylish watches at affordable prices. Other premium handcrafted watches don't fit the everyday person's budget. You can finally own a high-quality and lasting timepiece without going broke. If you're looking for a perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love, you can now save 20%. That's a big number. Plus free shipping site-wide with our exclusive code K100. Support the show and check them out at Vincero, that's V-I-N-C-E-R-O collective.com, and use code K100. And basically what this is a premium lifestyle brand. Guess where they're based out of, Conan?
Where?
San Diego, California.
Boom.
And basically their goal is to help everyday person accessorize their outfits with premium products at a price that makes sense. So they're trying to give you some quality looking stuff minus the designer prices. And they design everything in your house, source their own materials, and produce in small batches. They're committed to doing things well or not at all. And for all the boss men and women out there, their watches are a must. I wear one of them. I haven't worn a watch in 30 years. I'm wearing them now. And they can elevate your look with the twist of the wrist. They're made with surgical-grade stainless steel, durable silicone, and Italian marble straps. And these sleek quad modern watches come with reliable automatic and Japanese quartz movements. They're great watches. And they also have sunglasses that can polarize with handcrafted frames and so many styles to choose from too. And they also have jewelry. So you ask for it, they listen. From pendants to chains to bold bracelet statements, Vincero is consistent with their jewelry drops. They're perfect to come to your watch. And ladies or men, if you're buying for your partner, Vincero's women's jewelry is designed to stand out and keep you feeling confident. And they make it easy to reinvent your style one accessory at a time. They have everything here. The Vincero Collective is your one-stop shop for Valentine's Day, and they even offer a 5-year guarantee with a 365-day free return policy to make gift-giving even easier. They're putting their stock in this product and betting on it and saying, yo, you have a year to return these if you don't like it. That's an unbelievable deal. So whether it's a gift for yourself or someone in your life, add Vincero to the top of your wish list. Joe, you know, you have a wish list. Maybe put some Vincero products on this. So don't wait or it'll be too late. Get 20% off plus free shipping site-wide with their code K100 at www.vincerocollective.com. Support our show and check them out at vincerocollective.com and use the code K100. Look good, feel good, and save big with Vincero. And our listeners, they listen to our advice with grooming products, with fitness products, supplement products. The Vincero Collective puts the icing on the cake with all the stuff they offer.
Now, real quick, we found out about this through Joe because he does ads for other shows and he had used the Vincero product. What was it that got you interested so you could recommend it here, because I know Disc ordered something, but I don't know if he got it yet.
Yeah, I much like Disco, I'm not a big watchwear type, but I checked this out a couple of months ago, and I got the Rogue, it's called, and there's dozens of these different designs to look at. I like the Rogue black watch. Very straightforward, very comfortable. You know how sometimes you get a watch, it slides around, it's noisy, you're not comfortable with it. This is nothing like that. It's very, very comfortable on your wrist. Tells perfect time, and I think it's cool looking. I really, really enjoyed this watch. I'm happy that I purchased it.
Yeah, I got the watch. Right. Excellent. Yeah.
Because I ordered the glasses, mm-hmm. but they also got jewelry. They got some cool little chains. You know, everything they do is really well done. If not, we wouldn't promote it. Look your best. With a watch, with a chain, with some glasses, some cool glasses, by the way, not the ones that Joe has on with the peeling tint at Vincero. Boom.